So the Gemara Chazara today is Daf Chesam Beis. We are on the fourth line. Maskul Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina. We mentioned on Chesam and Aleph in the Braisa, Machlik is about this, but Rabbi Meir held that both the Koyin Hasari V'Sapara, who's mafresh 7 days before burning the Paraduma, and the Kohen Gadol we had in our Mishnah, who's mafresh 7 days before Yom Kippur, during each day of those 7 days, he's mazah, we sprinkle on him the mechatas, the efer chatas, the Paraduma waters, to metar him, right, from any, like, suffix tumma, so to speak, I mean, ikar, I didn't, he's obviously not needed, it's a special chumrah, that to sprinkle on him every day of the 7 days. And like we saw earlier, every day there's 7 days, because Rav Meir holds there's a mitzvah to do the tefillah, the mikvah, and the hazah, and the spritching of the mechadus bizmana, specifically on day 3 and day 7. And therefore, every single day you have a suffix. It could be either day 3 or day 7. And therefore, now like Rav Yossi or like other shaylas, it doesn't have to be dafka day 3 and day 7. So you don't need to spritch every one of the 7 days, just spritch twice in the 7 days. But that's what Rav Meir held. Now we're going to clarify. Maskevah Rav Yossi B'chanina. Why all 7 of the days? Bishlam Rishoin Shemashlishi. Sheini Shemashlishi. Shlishi Shemashlishi. I understand why day 1 of his pre-show, or day 2 of his pre-show, or day 3 of his pre-show, each one of those days could be the third day after becoming Tomei, right? After becoming Tomei Lameis, the Pasuk says, Nishimaza on day 3 and day 7. So, he, obviously, once he was Mafresh, we're not concerned with Tumah, he's watching Tumah. But maybe passively became Tomei Tumah's face before then. Right? Okay, so day 1, day 2, day 3 of his pre-show, it might be any of those 3 days possibly could be day 3 from his tumah if he became tumah right before he was mafresh, or the day before, or 2 days before. Okay, so we need a hazah on those days because it might be day 3. Same thing you'll say, chamishi shemeshvi, shishi shemeshvi, shvi shemeshvi, day 5 or day 6 or day 7 might be day 7 of his tumah. Why? Because if day 1 was 3 from Tumah, then day 5 is 7 from Tumah. If day 2 was day 3 from Tumah, then day 6 is day 7 from Tumah. If day 3 was day 3 from Tumah, then day 7 is day 7 from Tumah. So we understand 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, why do we need Hazah on those days? El Revi Lomuli Hazah Kalaba, why on day 4, why do you need any Hazah whatsoever? Loi Bishlishi Ikalasuke, Veloi Bishvi Ikalasuke. It can't be day 3 from Tumah, because he was already Purish on from day 1. And it can't be day 7, like Rashi explains. It could technically be day 7, but if he wasn't Maza on day 3, meaning day 0, the day before going into Afrosha, there's no din of being Maza on day 7. So why is there a Hazah on day 4 at all? So the Gemara Ul Tameich, the Gemara answers, according to you, that you think the Gemara means your mamish mazah every one of the 7 days. Hazah kol shiva mi'ika, do you really have a hazah every single one of the 7 days? V'alkaim alon da'azah shvus, v'nedoich es ha'shabbos. Hazah is a shvus, like Rashi says, it's also michzikim ezachin gavro, or the Gemara Pesachim seems to say other reasons, but I'll call upon him, it's an iser, and therefore not doich ha'shabbos. Oh, 7 days doesn't mean all 7 days. It means all the available 7 days minus Shabbos. So Hachanami Shiva Levar Mirvi, also the 7 doesn't mean all 7. It means Levar Mirvi besides for day 4. So when it says the Maza, the 7 days, it means the 7 days that you're able to be Maza, and that there's a tzad and a reason to be Maza. Day 4, there's no reason, and if either 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 are Shabbos, obviously you can't be Maza on those days either. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilkach, therefore, Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol being who's mafresh on the 7 days before Yom Kippur, the loy b'di don taya milsa, it's not up to us on when Yom Kippur falls out, el b'kvidi yarcha, it's all told in kvidi yarcha, when the month, when Rosh Chodesh and the month falls out, taya milsa, so b'tolosa b'tishri boi lafrushi, he does the hafrosha when on day 3, right, 7 days before Yom Kippur, v'chal emas de misrami t'losa b'tishri mifashin alay, and whenever the third day of Tishrei falls out, whether that's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, that's the first day of Afrosha. And in the Chanami, day 4, he's not going to end up doing the Hazah, like we just said earlier. And in the Chanami, on Shabbos Kodesh, whenever that falls out, he won't end up doing the Hazah. But Avo Koyin Asorif as Apora, the Koyin who's burning the Pora Aduma, to be the Antaya Milso, that's up to us. We can burn the Pora any day of the week, whenever we want. So it's up to us whenever we want. So let's always set in there that you're mafresh him on Revi B'Shabbos on Wednesday. Why? This way his day four is Shabbos. So now, and Shabbos you can't be Mazda anyway Mitzad Hilcha Shabbos. Therefore you're only missing one of the 7 days of the Hazah and not two. Right? A Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur oftentimes he'll end up missing two Hazahs. The fourth day, which he doesn't need, there's no reason in, and Shabbos. But Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, we have no choice. We don't run the calendar. But the Kohen Asar V'Zapara, we can shtelavek to always burn the para on Tuesday. Therefore, 7 days earlier on Wednesday is his first day of Afrasha, and therefore day four is going to be Shabbos. He won't be Mazah on day Shabbos, but he's not being Mazah anyway. I'm going to talk a little bit about your question yesterday, but I'll finish Chazar, and then we'll do it after Chazar. It's a short Alma today, anyway. Lishkas Barhejan, the Mishnah said that what? That the Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur, is poirish to wear to the Lishkas Barhejan. Tanya Reb Yehuda Oimer, Reb Yehuda, the Lishkas Barhejan Hoysa, was the name of this room the Barhejan, Valoi Lishkas Balvati Hoysa, the name of the room was the Lishkas Balvati, like Rashi explains Barhejan, is a lotion of the Pekidi HaMelech, the assistants, the shamishes, the Balvati is a lotion, sorry, ministers, and more chosh of a lotion. So was it the Lishkas Parhedrin or Lishkas Balvati? Elo, v'tchilu hayu koyinois the Lishkas Balvati. In the beginning, like Rashi explains, and we'll see more in the Amar Adav Tesamon Aleph, in the beginning when Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol for 40 years, the beginning of Vayisheni, they were tzadikim over there. So it was tacha called Lishkas Balvati, a more choshev aloshen. But afterwards, they became a shom the Talmidei Chachamim. The Kohen Gadolim. They used to pay for the Kohuna. They used to pay the Malchus Chashmenoi. And, whoever was had the most money at all times, they would pay for Kohuna. They weren't Erlich Yidin anymore. Every 12 months, or even less than every 12 months, the Kohen Gadol would be switching, like Rashi adds in, the whole room would be switching, because each person, each Kohen Gadol, would want to refurnish and revamp the room, so it's their room, it's their Oval Office, Korah al-Shamam. So every year it was being changed over, like Parhedron, like the assistants, like the Shamashim of the Melech that got changed every year. The Vigachal Yukari Noiso Lishkas Parhedron, that's why it got renamed or nicknamed the Lishkas Parhedron, which in Echnami was a little bit more of a derogatory Lashon compared to the original name of Lishkas Balvati, which was more Choshev, the Lishkas Hasarim. Sakta Gemara, we are in three lines at the bottom of Chesam Beis and Chazara. Tanan Halsam, the Mishnah says a Mishnah in Demayim. Hanachtoimim, the bakers, these are the Chaverim, Tamid Chacham bakers, who are buying their wheat from the Amoratsim, and then making bread, making pastries, and selling it. Loi Chayvu Oysan Chacham Lahafrish, Elot Shumas Meiser V'Chala. The Chacham were only Mechayv than to Imafrish, Shumas Meiser and Chala. A challah really is poshut because they're the ones that made the dough. But the nekud over here is the chumas meiser. Chacham were only mechayel and the mafish chumas meiser, and not meiser sheni itself is the ikar chiddush, as we'll see as the gemara continues. Now the gemara says bishlam a chuma gedoy loy. We understand why they don't have the mafish chuma gedoy loy because nobody has the mafish chuma gedoy loy. The tanya. The Visha Sholach Bechol Gvul Yisrael, top line of Testament Aleph. The Rosh in Mafishim Elot Shuma Gdele Bavat. Yoichan in Kohen Gadol, he was the one that was Goyzer on Demai, because he sent out to all the Gvul Yisrael, all the different far flung cities, and he saw these Amaratsim that were only Mafish Shuma Gdele. So therefore he was Goyzer on Demai. But okay, Shuma Gdele, they were taking off. So Shuma Gdele, we understand why. You, the buyer, the chover, the nachtoim doesn't have to take off. Meiser rishon and meiser ani nami loy. We also understand why meiser rishon and meiser ani they don't have to give away. How much is mechaveil of haraya? While the Rashi really explains, they're mafreshit. So now it's not tevel, but now the actual food they could eat. Why? Because now it's only a suffix. Maybe this food that he was mafresh really belongs to the levi meiser rishon or to the ani of his meiser ani. But that's just a suffix, maybe of Gezel Levim or a suffix Gezel Aniyim. How much Mechavel of Araya? You prove that Yena Amoras that I bought it from did not take off Meiser, and then I'll give it to you. Otherwise, I'm allowed to eat it. There's no Isser involved over here. Ela Meiser Sheni. Why Meiser Sheni do these Nachtoimim not have to take off? A regular person would have to take off Meiser Sheni. Why do these Chachamim, these Nachtoimim, not have to take off Meiser Sheni? Nifreshu, they should have to be Mafreshim. V'noskav v'nechul b'shalayim, and go up and eat in Yerushalayim. There's the din, the Isser to eat Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So be mafresh it to be so it's no longer tevel for Meiser Sheni. But then why now are they not mechuyev to actually carry it up in Yerushalayim and eat it over there? There's no hefsid because they could do it themselves. They don't have to give it to somebody else. No mitzvah mechabel v'raya. But why are we not mechayev them to do that? Amar ula mitoich she parhedrin halolu chayev tinoison kol yud beis chodesh. Because these parhedrin, these shamoshim, these king's assistants, they would beat up these nachtoimim, these chover nachtoimim became the scapegoats. Every year, because the Parhedrin kept on switching over, machru bazal, sell it for cheaper. Therefore, lo yatrechun hu rabbonon. The rabbonon had mercy, had rachmanos on them. Didn't want to matriach them. And the Grash explains they were shaymich on the ikar din. The roiv ami haoretz were maaser, didn't take off maaser, and therefore me ikar hadin. They don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So to spare these nachtoimim, the chover nachtoimim, from having to travel up to Yerushalayim, Chazal said they don't have to. My parhedrin, what's parhedrin? Porsi, these pekidei hamelech, these assistants or judges, I don't know, policemen, whatever you call them, enforcers of the king, that they would be the ones causing the problems. And again, because of their Chazal will make and allow these nachtoimim to eat the ma'aser sheni, not have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Ad Khan Khazara.